The last verse of the Shikshastakam, union in separation. Asli shava padaratam pinastamam adarsanam marma hatam karotuva jata tata va vidadatu lampato mat pranas natastu sa evena paraha. Krishna may embrace me in love or trample me under his feet. He may break my heart by hiding himself from me. Let that devotee do whatever he likes, but he will always be the only lord of my life. Illumination. This is the greatest medicine for the devotees. We have come to measure the immeasurable, but we must always embrace this principle. In attempting to connect ourselves with the infinite Lord of love and beauty, we must remember that he is the infinite. He is only one to us, but he has many devotees like us to deal with. He may embrace us with much affection and adoration, but we must be prepared for the opposite. We may stick to his feet, but he may cruelly trample us. We have caught hold of his holy lotus feet with great hope, with our whole heart. Still, we may find that he tramples us and does not care for all our attempts and affection. We may be giving our best and find that our offering is being hatefully dishonored. He may embrace us, but at the same time, we must be prepared that his dealing may be extremely cruel. He may trample all our offerings beneath his feet. We must be prepared for both his adoration and his hateful negligence. We should be prepared for any adverse circumstances.